Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Postmates.
And I'm Jake Sherman. President Donald Trump is leaving for Europe at 7:30 this morning and is scheduled to land at Warsaw this afternoon.
Jared and Ivanka were spotted yesterday morning at a flywheel class in DuPont Circle. Our tipster asked him to save the Paris Climate Accord, and he laughed.
The Washington Post has an interesting quote from Senator Susan Collins in Eastport, Maine, a quote that Senator Mitch McConnell is going to want to pay close attention to. Collins told the Washington Post that she heard encouragement, quote, over and over again for her opposition to the Republican health bill. This could be a big problem for Republicans as they try to squeeze the bill through the chamber.
There's widespread coverage on the fallout of North Korea's missile launch. The New York Times' David Sanger has a piece on how Trump has few options, which are mostly risky. Well, Annie Carney writes that lawmakers are demanding a stronger response. And the AP follows up with a piece on how North Korea has vowed that nukes are not on the negotiation table.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump tweeted yesterday afternoon that, quote, gas prices are the lowest in the U.S. in over 10 years. I would like to see them go even lower. On the travel front, Reuters is reporting that Emirates and Turkish Airlines say the United States has lifted the in-cabin ban on laptops and other electronic devices on U.S.-bound flights from Dubai and Istanbul.
In the juice, we've got Vice President Mike Pence speaking at MAVPAC's annual conference July 15th. And our colleague Stephen Shepard is out with a pair of stories from a new Politico Morning Consult poll. The first finds that nearly two-thirds of voters say Trump acted unacceptably when he insulted MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski on Twitter last week. The second story looks at how a majority of voters back Trump's travel ban. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.